Please welcome to the show our buddy, the lovely Miss Melanie Fiona.
Melanie!
Good morning, Melanie.
Welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
The lady with the prettiest hair in the business.
Yes, Lord.
Prettiest hair.
Off the chain.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
What's going on, girl?
What is going on? I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
Nice to be here with you guys.
Yeah. And you got a brand new album.
I do. The MF Life, The More Fun Life.
Yeah.
The More Fun Life. The Mighty Fine Life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I do. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Hey, you know, now the single that we've been playing, 4 a.m.
Yes.
The lyrics, they sound a lot like One Eye Strawberry Letters.
Hey.
Does it come from a personal experience? Does it come from real life moments? You know, are you?
Absolutely. Everything that's on the album, everything that I represent musically as an artist is just always rooted in storytelling, whether I've been through it or somebody's been through it. And, you know, I think just like it kills me, 4 a.m. is another testament to, I think, the amount of women out there and the amount of people. But I say women specifically because the girls, they just love this record. They love it. They're like, yes, girl, he needs to be home at least 3:45. So, you know, it
3:45 instead of 4, huh?
And listen, 4 is just too late. But, you know, I did this song with Rico Love, who also did Kelly Rowland's Motivation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's an amazing songwriter and producer. And, I mean, outside, when you get past really, you know, the fact that it's 4 a.m. and we're sipping champagne and he's out, you know, when you get past it and really listen to those lyrics about, you know, who knew that my heart could have a bruise? It's, you know, it's just real talk. It's just getting down to what it really is, you know?
Yeah. 4 a.m. is tough because.
Where you been?
Any of the a.m.?
Clubs close at 2.
2:30 is your limit, really.
Huh.
4, really? Though? Yeah. 4. Yeah.
2:30, club shut down, stopped and got a burger, came on in. 4.
What are you doing?
Listen.
Lord Jesus.
Okay. And then T-Pain has a song about 5 o'clock in the morning. And then we did a remix called 6 a.m.
6 a.m. Now,
sure did.
Oh, that must came in.
That's the next day and all that.
7:40.
By 7 a.m., though, I'm in bed. I'm asleep. It's over.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your Grammys.
Listen, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And it's only fitting that I would be here and you guys would say that because I remember when I came here and you guys, killed, put a hole in that song I did with CeeLo. I mean, Steve played it back to back one morning.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I remember that so that clearly. And
Melanie.
And it's just become an amazing record for us. And thank you.
When I first heard that, I loved it. Mm-hmm. No one was playing it.
That is so true.
No one was playing it. I couldn't believe it. I said, this is the hottest jam. It was the best, hottest jam of the year.
Thank you. You did
that
say,
right
you
there.
Said that. You did say that.
And this thing had stank wrote all over.
Stank, that's exactly what it is.
Nasty.
The Grammy board
it's
agreed.
It's that nasty stank.
Yeah.
Man,
so
love
did your
everything
peers.
About
they
it.
Agreed.
Hey, now, this year, you're going to be performing at the Essence Music Festival.
I sure am.
Is this your first time?
No, this is actually my third time.
Is it?
Yeah, this is my third time. I'm actually doing this promo on the road to Essence. So I was actually at the old National Walmart last night doing an in-store meet and greet signing. So promoting the shows and everything. So shout out to that location for having me there last night and all the wonderful people that came out. But yeah, this is my third year. I love New Orleans. It's like one of my favorite cities. And it's actually, my birthday's on July 4th. So I always, in the last time I've been there, I spend my birthday there.
How did this song even come about?
This song came about so funny. The story is so funny. So it was like the 2010 Soul Train Awards. CeeLo just got off the stage. And I barged into his dressing room like, hey, you don't know me, but I know you and I want to work with you. And he started singing It Kills Me. And then, you know, he reached out like a few weeks later and said he wanted me to be on the remix for the song. And he wasn't even in town. And I got the call when I landed in L.A. and they were like, you're going into the studio today. And I listened and learned the song on the way to the studio and wrote my verse in the car and then got into the studio and recorded it. And that's
wow.
pretty much. And then
wow.
it just,
wow.
yeah, then it was supposed wow. to be a single. Then it wasn't a single. Then y'all started yeah. playing it. It became a single. Then it became number yeah. one. And it earned Grammy. Yeah. I can't. This story.
The rest is history,
baby. The rest
baby.
Is musical wow. history on my shelf.
That's amazing. I'm glad yeah. you told me that story. I didn't know that. That
yes. Really it, I mean, just, I really feel like this record.
You wrote your verse on the way to the, studio. The studio.
Yes. Yes.
You a bad girl.
I did.
You a bad girl.
Melanie
you
Fiona.
A bad girl.
The MF life. You got to
right.
live it.
In stores
oh,
right now.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I just Ooh. Realized that.
Ooh.
Oh, are you serious, Steve?
MF is for Melanie Fiona.
I can't even yeah. with you.
Oh, don't tell nobody else that. God,
I just caught it.
That's what we were
never meant but
you.
One thing to me yes. in my day.
Anyway. Let me show you where your mind is at.
My mind stay there. I'm locked in on one of my favorite words. I've used it in some critical moments in my life.
Well, you know, I'm right with there with you.
Okay.
I done got some people off of me with it. I done got jumped on cause of it. Wow, that's I just right. realized, seriously.
Melanie Fiona, MF
I was
life,
just looking at her name. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's amazing. Hey, yeah. Melanie, how can people find out where you're going to be on tour this summer?
Oh, I'm on Twitter, at Melanie Fiona. It's really me. There's a Facebook page. There's a website, Melanie Fiona. I'm actually think I'm going to be on tour in August, which is very exciting. Okay. And, and you know, in the meantime, be at Essence. And just, I'm out there. I'm just, I mean, I constantly
Well, if you don't start that tour until after the 5th, girl.
Well, right. We're going to check that schedule.
For you.
You got a date for me.
Let me tell you something. It's sold out every year. We moved over to the MGM Grand this year. It's going to be 13,000 people.
Wow.
Gone strong. The Freedom Friday party is more than that. The Freedom Friday party has more like 20,000 people in it.
Well.
Yeah. We're doing big.
You're doing
here.
A MF big life.
You got to come, you. MF. You have
yeah.
to.
You have to come, Mel. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
We're going to have to call her Melanie Fiona.
Melanie Fiona.
Because I ain't really feeling this. Hey, MF, want you to come on out.
You can call me MF. I got a hat that says it and everything. Come on.
The MF Life is in stores right now. Pick it up, all right? Show your love and support for our girl, Melanie Fiona.
Hey, Melanie, thanks for stopping by,
Thank
darling.
You for having me. Always
Real
a pleasure
sweetheart.
To see you guys. Thank you.
Best
Absolutely. We love you. Don't forget, everybody, it's MelanieFiona.com. You can follow her at Twitter. At
Melanie, you are Steve Harvey.
I'm so sorry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.